Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Kelly. I'm hosting today with, just for an hour today. We're kind of doing some shorter shows. And what we have on the schedule today, we were originally going to have a guest today, and it was kind of last minute, and it's like, it's kind of a boo-boo on my part, so it's like she rescheduled, and she'll be back on with us on Thursdays. Rita Canavan is going to come on Thursday with us and tell us about her Native American Sweat Lodge experience that she did earlier this year. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to have Amy Cavanaugh on with us, and she is going to be doing the chakra. She's doing the chakra system with us in archives. She did the red chakra already, the first one, the survival. She did the orange one, number two, that was our second week. And then the third week, there was the yellow chakra, the third chakra, about our solar plexus, our willpower. And then tomorrow she is going to be on with us and doing that fourth chakra. So we'll tune in and see what she's going to share with us there. And this came out of her, she took a seminar class, and she's done actually Reiki level two also. It's like I've been told not many people know. It's like, yes, I am a Reiki master teacher, but it's like so many people are kind of going, well, you need to tell people. So it's like, well, sometimes I have a problem telling everybody everything that I do. But anyway, but Amy is going to be on with us tomorrow and sharing that chakra information. And then Rita, like I said, is going to be on with us on Thursday with that Native American Sweat Lodge experience. And today I am just going to be doing some birth cards, and there's going to be one of our callers has said she might come in and just kind of share some of her Reiki healing experience that she had, which would be kind of cool. And then let's see. The usual is we have our Master Psychic Jethro, and he is normally on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. His information to get a hold of him is www.jethrosmith.net, and that is either to book a reading with him or to get one of an autographed copy of his book with Kay Smith, Living in the Psychic Realm, and it is available through Barnes and Noble booksellers, as well as Amazon, or you can get it, like I said, at his website, that www.jethrosmith.net, or even calling his number, 928-284-0437. You can get that copy of his book or book a reading with him. He's an excellent psychic. He's in the top 50 in the world, and also on Best American Psychics, he's in their top 10. So he's really good with what he does, and he is affordable. He's a very affordable person. As far as I know, it's like I hate to give out prices on air because sometimes I'm off. But the last I knew, he was doing $120 for a full hour and $60 for a half hour. He was thinking about doing some shorter ones, like maybe doing. He was contemplating doing that for June or July for a kind of a special. It's like $30 for maybe like a 20-minute reading, because he really does. He wants to help people, and it's like that's a lot of his. He does amazing things with talking with the angels and with people who have passed over, and with working with those kind of things. Working with groups getting messages back across. He also can read people's aura colors, which is really different and unique. He's a bit of a prophet. He can tell some of the things that are coming up. And, of course, any of the stuff that we say on air, it's like one of the things I think people don't understand sometimes is just because someone has, said, well, this is what I see for right now, does not mean that a person can't take that and go, oh, I didn't like that, so I'm going to change some things. And it's like it's kind of we kind of look at it as the crossroads sign. It's like, your posted warning sign. It's like if you have something coming up that you really want to go through, you can use your free will and you can change it. So just because you hear, somebody on one of the psychic shows or intuitive or whatever, say something, it does not mean it is written in stone like God wrote the Ten Commandments. It just means that here's what they see for you coming up in the moment at the time. And, if things happen to come to pass, it's like, then absolutely, that was something good. People go, yeah, it's like this happened, this is great. And if it's something that you want to change, it's like then there's always that opportunity, you know, to change things if you don't like what's coming up. So anyway, all righty. And my information, I am Kelly, and I do birth cards. I am at 719-289-4907. I do not have my website up yet. We had had an early baby in the family. He's out of the woods. He had his two-week checkup yesterday. So anyway, I just got a lot of irons in the fire, and people keep going, when's your website going up? It's like, well, when I get there. So I will be doing that. But right now, an alternate way, really the phone is the best way, is call and leave me a message and just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and here's my number, call me back. And I return calls. I do. And it's like, I also know that people have called and said, well, your phone wasn't functional. It's like, and my phone, I'm out of my home area, so it's like we're out in Idaho, and sometimes the cell reception is not that good, and it is my cell phone, so it's like, if you don't get through the first time, if it says something funky like I'm not taking calls, it's like, no, I really am taking calls. You just have to call back and try to get through to the voicemail, because my phone's being ridiculous with me on occasion. So anyway, I also have an email site, which is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And at this point in time, I think I checked it actually maybe about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, because I say we've been doing a lot of diapers and late nights and all kinds of craziness around here, so it is just really computer comes in last, unfortunately, when it comes to living. So that's what's been going on with us here. And let's see what else we got going on. Well, we've got a couple callers here, and I'm going to go ahead and we'll just do some short readings a little bit. And I know we've got a person that's going to call in today and just kind of tell us about her Reiki experience. And I would much rather have people, you know, tell me things that, you know, occurred with them and so on and so forth, because it's just, I don't know. Like I say, that's where my trouble is telling people what I do, because it feels like I'm blowing my own horn, and I don't want to do that. It's like I would rather have other people say, well, we had this experience. So she's going to call in a little bit later in the show and kind of visit with us a little bit and kind of tell us what her experience was. In the meantime, back at the ranch here, we have our first caller, and this is area code 786. You are live on the air with Psychic Gone Wild, and this is Kelly, and I'm doing birth cards today. Who am I talking with?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not sure how to ask my question. I've never had a birth card reading.
Oh, okay. What I do is it's based on your month, date, and year of birth, and birth cards are the things that we use the deck of 52, and it's like each of them is assigned, each day of the year is assigned a certain card in the deck, and we just kind of go from there and see what's coming up.
Okay, well, I want to know mostly like relationship and career, but mostly relationship. And my birthday is July 22nd, 1985.
July 22nd. Oh, wow. Okay, wait, I didn't get that. Okay, I paused right there. Okay, of 19, I'm sorry, 85?
Yes,
85. 85, okay. Wow, well, July 22nd is a really special day for me, because not only was my mother and my cousin born on there, one of my sons was born on there, as well as my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
July 22nd is a really cool day for our family. So, anyway, okay, you are a Six of Clubs, which we do, and let's see what else we got going here, and it's going on in your year. We'll give you a little bit of background. You also have an Eight of Hearts as your planetary ruler, which the two cards together kind of give an overview of, like, you know, the person you are, who you are, what your life path is. And one of the things I will say is the sixes in this deck, in our regular, you know, deck of 52, they're kind of the karma cards. And it's like you guys seem to have really kind of like a fated path, or kind of like, you know, more so than the other cards in the deck, things that are going to happen in your life regardless of what you do. You know, you, regardless of whether you're an astronaut or a dishwasher, it's like there's going to be certain things happen in your life. But the Six of Clubs is called the card of higher purpose. It's also known as the psychic card, and it's really surprising to see how few of you guys with that birth date are aware of your gift. It's like, you know, you use it all the time, but you're not really consciously aware of it. Six of Clubs also means responsibility, the truth. You've got to find a system of truth person that you can believe in and live your life by. And once you attain that, there's really no limit how much good you people can do in the world. If you have not yet found your path, you can be some of the biggest warriors. Sometimes, you know, you put things off, but you got a responsibility to maintain inner balance. And to maintain inner balance and peaceful communications with people in your life. And it's like, and that's really, if you're out of balance, everything else is going to be out of balance in your world, okay? You often attain financial affluence, and you have inherent protection over your life. You know, God kind of really loves you. This is one of the cards you can attain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. On the other hand, you know, the flip side of this, because there's always two sides to every coin or two sides to every card, sometimes you can just get kind of caught up, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at. You get in a rut, and my grandma used to say a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. So if you get complacent, you never kind of achieve some of the things you're meant to do. And it's a kind of responsibility to the spoken word. Six of Clubs, always you have issues about what you say and do as a result. You know, and it's like, this is Robert Camp writing this, and it's like, in some cases, he saw people literally lead, you know, double lives with unfortunate, dire consequences. So it's just always best to stay on that high side of that six and just practice what you preach and be careful about what you say. You've got a special mission in life, and one that involves bringing others to the threshold of some ancient and powerful truth. You're the bringers of light. Once you tap into that kind of hidden reserve, and your natural intuition is recognized, you find your life guided and protected from the highest source possible, God. And in relationships, you love to be in love, and you've got relationships, but often there's some childhood issues sometimes that kind of impinge on this ability to choose, you know, make the best choice for yourself, but choose wisely. Love is really important to you. You, as a woman in with the Six of Clubs, make a really good wife and mother. You've got really good marriage karma. You've got at least, you know, one very good marriage in your life. Whether you do that early in life or later in life, you one day face those emotional issues connected to your childhood. And for that time, there's going to be challenges. Your love nature is really strong and pure, and it always finds a way through the trying times. Sometimes your notion, though, that love and marriage tend toward idealistic, you know, we've all been raised with that Disney moment, and romantic sides. And sometimes you encounter really disappointments when, you know, you get into a relationship and that dream kind of clashes against the rocks of reality, okay? Eight of Hearts is your planetary ruler. You're a sociable person with a good deal of charm and magnetism. You really enjoy having the attention of other people, and you're going to find ways to ensure that you get, you know, a certain amount of it most of the time. You've got a lot of power with the charm, and you have, you know, this can help. There's the good and the bad part of this. This can really help you, but you can also shoot yourself in the foot with it, okay? You can really, really get yourself in trouble with that. Eight of Hearts is sometimes called either the Playboy card or the Playgirl card, or, you know, whether or not you realize it, you've got the ability to get what you want from others using that emotional power at your disposal. The caveat is be careful what you wish for, be careful what you do, because it always comes back to you. So just really be aware that that is something important for you. You've also got a lot of healing ability. Most Eight of Hearts keeps, like, the circle of friends, family, associates around them all the time. You know, they're Eight of Hearts people, are really important part of your life, whether or not they're your friends, immediate family, students, employers, you know, lovers, whoever it is. So you've got, you know, a lot of really good positive stuff going. You have really good career influences. Your cards are set for this frame and this time. You've got really good career influences, which would be the job, which is one of the things you're asking about. There's a lot of opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work, whatever it is. I've seen people get, you know, like the Librarian of the Year Award, you know, type of thing when they have this here. So it just, you know, but it just depends on what, you know, career you're in, what you're doing, what you want to be recognized in, what, you know, where you're going. But, you know, and if you're trying to get more recognition or wish to be better known in your field, it's like this is a year that some of those years, you know, some of those dreams are going to be coming true for you, because in your yearly spread, some of these cards are rising up what they call the crown line. And people just start to pay more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve that, you know, some sort of award or just become more recognized in your field. A lot of people get promotions during years like these. And just how it manifests depends on the nature of your work or your aspirations. But just, you know that those are present, and it's just really advantageous and beneficial for you to put more effort into, you know, becoming recognized, whatever it is, you know, you're doing. You've got an opportunity to find your true purpose this year also, because there's an occurrence of at least one six card in a prominent place, and we'll kind of look at those five. for the year. You see there,
I have
the first part of. Sure, you bet.
Sorry, I was gonna say what would be like a good like birthday? There's someone that I am kind of dating. It was like April 1st, 1980. Is that a good match? How do you figure that out with your birth chart, or can you?
Actually, I can, because we do have what's called a relationship. Let me just jot that down there. Okay, April 1st, 1980.
April 1st, 1980, and I'm
1985.
So it's a 5 years
ago. 1985. Yeah. Oh, and he's 1980. Yeah. Okay. Let me take a look. I might actually have you do this. I've got another person here behind you, and what I might do is, like, if you're willing to hang on, you know, through years, let me do their reading, and then I'll come back and we'll just look at that as a relationship, as a couple. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, can I just hold on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So what
I'll
said,
do is I'll put you on hold with that, and it's like, and we'll come back to that, and we'll do that one as the next one. It's like, absolutely, we can do that. Okay. All righty. Thank you. It's like, I'll go. We'll take that 315 caller here. It's like, we'll get you guys really quick, and then we will go back to our first caller and get that with the relationship. Okay. 315, you're live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I would like a birth reading, too.
Okay. Man, I'm really having a hard time hearing you, so I'm going to have you talk. Speak slow to me there, and just tell me, I need your month, your day, and your year, and if I can get your name.
Okay, my name is Annette, and I'm born December 13th, 1959.
Okay, I caught December 13th, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and
1959.
Wow, it's garbling out of me. It's like, I can't tell if you're saying 69, 79, or 89. What's the year again?
59.
Oh, 59. Okay.
59.
All righty. Let's have a look at that really quick. And tell me your name again, because it garbled out on me, too. It's like, I don't know if it's my phone or your phone, but somebody's phone is blitzing out on me here.
Okay. My name is Annette.
Annette. Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, and you are, okay, and I'm going to double check that. So I've got December 13th of 59, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. All right, you are a 5 of clubs, and you have a 7 of diamonds planetary ruling card. Okay, this is, my dad was a 5 of clubs, except he was a 5 of clubs Virgo, and you are a Capricorn for us. So let's have a look at this here. Because I know I didn't, you know, there's other influences and stuff in there. It's like, and I also know you're born the same year I was in 59, but it's like, I got in the last day, I think I'm the last day of the dog, and it's like, yours is one that is after that one. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what we got. And that 5 of clubs person, you are, it's called the mentally and emotionally restless card. Because 5 of clubs are about changes and restlessness of the mind. And we find those people, you got a lot of curiosity and restlessness in your life. The 5 of hearts displacement tells us you got a lot of changes in your romantic life as well. And for this reason, sometimes, you know, it's like marriage can be really hard for you. You're basically adventurous. You want to be exploring and research. For the same reason, anything associated with commitment, sometimes you avoid like the plague. Or the flip side is you attract people who avoid it like the plague, okay? It talks a little bit about, you know, you have some nomadic tendencies, you know, a little bit changeable. And because, you know, but even though you have this changeability in your life, actual moves to new homes or lifestyles usually entails a lot of responsibilities and challenge. So it's like, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like you like to do this, and yet sometimes it's really hard for you to get going and do stuff like that and make those changes and make the moves. Ace of Spades in Venus talks about some sometimes secret love affairs or indecision about, you know, whom to choose. 7 of Diamonds in Jupiter is called a millionaire's card, and a lot of, you know, a lot of 5 of Clubs can have a lot of money. Although the flip side of it, sometimes you spend it, or, you know, it goes like water through your fingers as fast as you get it. Speculation and gambling for you really should be avoided. You're really wonderful in sales and promotion because you can relate to so many people on their own level. You've got a natural curiosity that brings you a lot of knowledge, but often you don't apply it or stick to one train of thought long enough to, you know, reap the rewards of that. Sometimes, and that tends to make you a little bit skeptical about things, and sometimes you don't even get satisfaction from your own, you know, what they call self-created belief structures. You know, what you believe in, it's like you're not really satisfied with that. An interest in spiritual studies brings more satisfaction in later years and provides answers that brings a lot of more peace into your life. A spiritual teacher is really helpful in that regard. So it's like, you know, if you're affiliated with, you know, like a church or you know, a good pastor, you know, somebody like that who really, you know, kind of gets you on track and in the way, it's like would be really good. In relationships, depending upon, you know, because five of clubs are so changeable, it really is, depends on the individual. Five of clubs can be a blessing or a curse in the realm of relationships. On the high side, you're really progressive. You can relate to anybody on their level, and it makes you really well-liked and sociable. And on that flip side, that fear of commitment can be so great that sometimes you attract really unusual situations, or you may never have the peace of a deep connection with somebody. So it's like, you know, it's one or the other there. There's going to be some emotional losses in your life regardless, but your attitudes and values tell a real story on, you know, on how you handle it. Sometimes because of that avoidance of, you know, or kind of sidestepping that commitment and that Ace of Spades and Venus, sometimes you get attracted to people who are not available. And you like to keep your private life to yourself. At any rate, you know, your single life is, you know, is kind of easier for you in some ways. But there are different people that settle down and make great contributions in love and work. And it's like, I know there's an exception because my dad was a five of clubs, and he and my mom were married 60 years. So it's like, you know, there's always that out there. So it just depends on, you know, the generation and where you're at and what you're doing. Now, seven of diamonds as a planetary ruler. This card can make you really, I think they call it the millionaire's card or something like that, but it's like, it doesn't give the name on that one. But the sevens are always about faith, and diamonds are always about money and values. It's like money is our superficial world, our mundane world, and your true values is what diamonds are about. And this card can make you really lucky with money, but it can also make you really worry about money more than you should. It's a really high spiritual influence that brings success by letting go of concerns. You got this potential to become a millionaire if you adopt a fearless attitude about your finances. It gives you a lot of creativity, especially when it comes to promoting and selling things. You probably really have some strong family values and feel like your family life is one of the most important things in your life. On the flip side, you can also be very stubborn, especially about what you want and what you don't want and about the way you handle your finances. Back to that again. This one calls it, some of the stuff coming up for you, it's called a critical year. Age 52 is one of the great significance. It's, in a manner of speaking, it represents a really important decision that's made in, you know, in your life to truly live it or not. And to truly live it means make choices from that part of you that loves your life and is glad for the opportunity to be here on this planet. The flip side of it is to live your life always from the fear side, always sacrificing the things that would make you happy by doing everything in your power to avoid what we're afraid of. So it's like, you know, you can really, you know, you have that choice this year, okay? All of us have fears, and all that separates those, you know, who are alive from those who are kind of, quote, you know, they say, quote, dead, is the ability to face those fears and make conscious choices in spite of your fears. It's like, you know, I think there's a book that was actually called, you know, Face What You Fear and Do It Anyway or something like that. It was really a funny book title. I was like, I wanted to read that one of these days. But it's just, you know, it's, for those who never question your fear-based decisions that end up in lives that, you know, that you don't really go anywhere, and just you have very low happiness or joy in it. So it's like, but you have this opportunity this year to, you know, to deal with several of what they call the most important fear-based challenges of your life. To a large extent, they're challenges signified by, oh, we'll take a look at that environment card, and it'd be a good idea to study the significance of that carefully. In some way, it represents one of your most important lifetime challenges. And the really important thing this year is that, golly, personal life and challenge. It falls in the environment position. It's literally given to you kind of as a blessing without effort this year. It's going to be very easy for you to deal with that card and that fear and to access it on its most positive and powerful side. It can represent a last opportunity in our lifetime to overcome this challenge. It seems to be true that those who don't kind of get it this year never do. So it kind of is this final and loving call from our soul to rise up and claim your birthright of happiness and joy. So it's like if your life hasn't been kind of, you know, had some happiness and joy in it to this point, it's like now is the time, literally what they, in a different vernacular, would be say, take the bull by the horns and throw that sucker to the ground and say, I'm going to choose to be happy. And it's like, I'm going to do the things I love. And it's like, there's another book title that says, do what you love and the money will follow. You know, but it's like really in your lifetime, it's like this is, you know, it is. When they say critical year in this, it's like it is. It's really important that you make, you know, face some of those things and, you know, banish the demons, you know, whatever it is, and have, you know, start living and have some true joy in your life. You get a wish fulfilled this year, too. It's also, your birth card falls in a position governed by the planet Jupiter. And because of that, you're going to have a certain amount of really good fortune, and you see at least one of your important wishes filled at the same time. It does not mean that every problem in your life is going to disappear, everything's going to be easier, but it means that some things are going to come easier to you, and something that you really want is going to manifest itself. And that, for the most part, is going to be your prosperity and abundance for you. You might have challenges in other years or other areas, but there's a lot to be grateful for. And you magnify your prosperity always by receiving it and giving thanks. It's like, and I know a lot of us were taught, you know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. But, you know, if you looked at the whole world that way, if we had everybody on the planet who says, I want to give, and everybody else, you know, nobody received, it's like you couldn't give or receive. So it's like, it's just like playing a game of baseball, you know, kids out there playing catch. The person who's got the ball, they're going to be the giver, and they throw it, and the other person has to have that mitt, and they have to catch it. That's the receiver. So it's like you need to be able to receive as well as give. And one of the exercises, it was so funny because I was one of those people that I could really give, and it's like, and I had a really hard time receiving. And a person a long time ago gave me an exercise and said, when you're learning to receive, start by the really simple stuff. When you are going to the grocery store and that, you know, nice clerk, you know, that person bagging your groceries for you says, would you like some help out? Instead of going, oh, no, I've got it, you grit your teeth, you take, you know, five breaths, and you go, smile, and you say, yes, I would like some help out. That would be lovely. You know, but it's just the really small things you start to learn to receive on a small way. When somebody tells you thank you, you know, again, you kind of grit your teeth, you count to 10, you go, okay, or not when they tell you thanks, but when they say, you know, you're looking really nice today, that scarf looks really great, or you look really great in that dress, or whatever, it's like, you don't say, oh, yeah, but my favorite one is whatever, oh, this isn't my best color. It's like, instead of putting that compliment down, instead of not receiving it, it's like, really and truly, grit your teeth, smile, and say, thank you, and go and realize that that person is giving you that compliment. And those are small ways to learn how to receive. And it's like sometimes I'm born in the same year, so I know that generational thing is like sometimes it's really hard to receive things, but you've got to allow people to give to you, and you receive it, and you receive it graciously and with thanks. And it's like if you've never seen The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, I would highly recommend that one. Also her book, she's got a book by the same name, it's Rhonda, B-Y-R-N-E, and it's like, just, you know, get that and check it out from the library, you know, look at the DVD, whatever it takes, and they've got some really, really cool stuff on there. And it's like the one presenter says, you know, when he gets out of bed in the morning, every time his foot hits the floor as he's walking to the bathroom, he's going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and kind of counting his blessings, you know. And it's like, and that's what we really, you know, got to focus on. This year also, you can find your true purpose. Somewhere in there, you've got a six in your reading, and we'll take a look at that really quick. Okay, so you can find, you know, what your true purpose in life is supposed to be. Sixes, on the flip side, can also be frustrating because often they represent static or unchanging conditions in our life, but they bestow on us a special ability to perceive that was usually hidden from our conscious minds. But you listen to your inner voice, you do that prayer, you do that meditation. Prayer is listening to God, meditation is, you know, or excuse me, prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening to God. So it's like take time to indulge in both. Do your prayer, then do your listening, and do, you know, so do prayer and meditation. And then we'll take a look, like I say, at what that six is. Let's see. And this year in particular, you're long range, and you've gone through some of yours because you're about halfway through your year. Your long range this year is the Ten of Spades, and there's that Six of Clubs. That is that Pluto card. Wow, you got a lot of clubs. Okay, you got the Queen of Clubs as a result. You've got a Three of Clubs as your environment, and Three of Spades as displacement. You got a lot of stuff happening. Some really, really amazing things here this year. Ten of Clubs or Ten of Spades is one of your best for success and satisfaction, work and health. But you're going to bet, you know, you have a lot to do for it. Anytime those spades cards come up, if you can think of, you know, the old school before rototillers, you know, think of spading your garden, you know, either with a hand spade or a hoe. It's like, it's, you know, you're going to get out there and ho, ho, ho. You know, it's like, and, you know, down the row you go. But it's a lot of work. With that, you know, powerful card present, it's just, you know, make a list of all the things you want to accomplish this year and get after it, and you'll be successful. At times, you're going to feel all you do is just work, 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 but for the most, rewards are going to be well, you know, more than well worth the effort. Success is related to groups, and that's highlighted. Keywords, it's a year of hard work and major accomplishment. Success with groups is assured. Make a wish list and be willing to work. Those, that's your keywords. You know, you put those on your 3x5 index card and hang it on your bathroom mirror. Here's that Six of Clubs, says that Pluto card. Key situations in your life are going to resist change. It might prove challenging for you. You might feel like you have to make a lot of compromises to keep the peace and to make the best of a static situation is one that's kind of unchangeable, or you're not unchangeable, but doesn't change fast, okay? And it's involved with your transformation. This year is either going to be the element of your intuition, psychic ability, or, you know, having to get the most out of a situation that seems to be, you know, kind of unchanging. Compromises and taking responsibility on this communication level is going to be necessary this year to maintain harmony and openness in a personal and professional relationship, and could be really a challenging thing for you this year. You might feel like you're in a rut. It can be the cause of anger and resentment at the world on a deeper level. Kind of try to see how, you know, this situation has come about and how you've contributed to that and what you hope to achieve by experiencing it and working with it. Because whether or not, you know, you acknowledge your own intuitive ability, you got some. And yours could play a really important role in understanding and mastering the situations and circumstances that are going to come into your life this year. It's going to be a year in just which you strive to understand what's your main purpose in life. And through some of the situations in your life that might seem static or unmovable, this is your opportunity to listen to that inner voice and receive some really important messages coming your way. A lot of people live their entire lives without knowing what their real purpose is. So with some attention to those inner thoughts and meditation, you can find yours. Okay, does that help in any way, shape, or form? Can I answer
yes,
anything?
Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, click follow and come back and find us again and let us know how things turn out, because we always, you know, we like to hear back from our callers and we'd like to know, you know, what's going on with your life and how things are going.
Well, I will do that. And I
thank
you so much.
Thank you so much. You betcha.
Okay.
You have a good one.
You too.
All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, and we've got a couple other here really quick. It's like, looks like we've got Shelly Hatfield of the Hatfields and McCoys here.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good, good. I just found the show, and I was wondering about the birth card reading.
Okay, I can do a real quick one here. It's like I've got a couple of folks here, and I did myself a short show today because we got baby things coming up and whatever, so it's like, anyway.
Okay.
But, yeah, let's just, now this is really Shelly today. This is not Teresa, right?
No. Oh, yes, Teresa, my friend. This is Shelly.
Okay. Just double-checking it. All righty. So just need your month game here real quick.
My what?
For the birth card readings, it's like, I'm not psychic like Jethro. It's like, you know, you got to tell me that it's like I need your month, day, and year you were born, and it's like, and then that's how we correlate which card is yours.
August 10th, 1966.
Okay, August 10th. Let's see, get that one. 10th of 66. 60. I always remember 66 as being the year of the fire horse. It's like, All right. Wow. Okay. And that's also right in the middle of Leo there too. Oh my goodness. Wow. You are going through your rebirth year. You have been going through your rebirth year this year. Okay. Holy moly. So this has been probably a big year of transition for you. It's like you've got your birth card is a Three of Diamonds, and because you're a Leo, it's like you don't have a separate one. You have a planetary ruling card of a Three of Diamonds. So you're like double three there. So it's like, well, you know, it's like whatever you get, you really got. Okay. And while it's running here, really quick, what this does is like from birth, from the time you check in on this planet until for the first 44 years, what it is you have cards that are in a specific slot in a specific space and place for, you know, for each and every year. When you reach 44, 44 is called your pre-birth year. That means it's the year kind of like when you were, you know, think of gestational age, like, you know, you were being grown in your mom, okay?
Yeah.
When you hit 45, that is your rebirth year, and what happens is the cards, it's a 45-year cycle, the cards come up in the exact same place in your, you know, reading. It's like they're the exact same cards you had when you checked in on this planet. The opportunity you have at year 45, and this is why so many people call it the midlife crisis, is because, you know, all of a sudden you go, a lot of people go, hey, you know what, I've learned, you know, 44 years on this planet, and all of a sudden it's like, guess what, I have the chance to make my next 45 years the way I want to, because I spent the first 40, you know, I spent the first 44 learning, and it's like, and now I'm going to apply it and see, you know, see what we can rock and roll with and do something different here. So that's kind of what you've been going through this year. Let's see, and ironically enough, here we go. The Three of Diamonds is called, the name of the card itself is called the Undecided Values card, and it's considered one of the more difficult of a life paths of all the cards, especially when the Three of Diamonds is a woman. Aren't you lucky? Anyway, indecision and value, indecision and values, along with past life relation karma that you got, Six of Hearts as a karma card, can cause a lot of challenges in your affectional romantic life. It can all, you know, you can also be some of the biggest worriers about your finances as well.
All the suits
of the threes are guilty of worry and indecision, and you've got to find constructive outlets for what they call an overactive mind, because threes are also really highly creative. Okay, so you got to find some outlet for that constructive outlet. Yes, for that overactive mind to direct it away from worry and fear. It's like, you know, think of a hamster wheel. It's like, you know, you can either be going on the hamster wheel going, life is great, or you can be going, oh my goodness, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, so there's always a flip side of that coin. The best remedy is to find some expression of your creativity. You got to express yourself. Natural interest in metaphysics could be cultivated if you are to know more peace in your life and overcome many hurdles and temptations. You always know what's right and wrong, though sometimes you try to ignore what you know. You know, it's like, I want to look good. Like, but, you know, but not all Three of Diamonds have those problems. You know, some of them are really lucky. But when you operate out of the high side of that card, you're really extremely creative and productive. You express yourself in a multitude of productive ways. You can be the greatest entertainers or public speakers. You've got really a powerful mind capable of piercing what they call the deepest and most mysterious subjects. You can be really a powerful speaker also once you have found something that you believe in and you want to talk about. And it's one of your highest forms of expression is to promote what you believe in and share it with the world. You've got more satisfaction in business where you can travel or do various different things, a little bit of variety in there. Let's see, usually someone younger in your life for whom you need to make sacrifices, often, you know, if you've got children, guess who it is, with your children, or it might be, you know, nieces, nephews, whatever. With you got 3 9s in your life path. Later life can be disappointing, big capitals, unless you have developed your spiritual side, which is going to give you peace and wisdom. You're here to try on many things for size and then settle on the truth. You're always going to benefit from changes and travel and our advice to pursue a career that gives you some freedom. In relationships, I love some of the way these are worded. Talk about challenges in love. This card runs neck and neck with the Queen of Diamonds as being the most difficult card in the deck for love and relationship. There's such great creativity that you come into this life feeling like there are boundless realms to explore and experience. And at some point, you know, you realize you've also got tremendous fears of abandonment and betrayal that you got to deal with along the way. And sometimes it manifests as either, you know, multiple relationships, probably especially, you know, when you're younger, you know, playing the field, or chronic indecision regarding matters of love and marriage, or you attract people who are like that. If you cannot deal with your own inner insecurity, a lot of these people choose to have what they call transitory relationships, where you just kind of, you know, bounce along. It's like, you know, but you're learning to let others be as they are and to heal your own fear and doubt in matters of love. And it does say multiple marriages are common with this card, as is with the Queen of Diamonds. So it's like, you know, that may or may not have occurred, you know, whatever. You might be in a really solid relationship and count yourself really uber super lucky if you are, you know. So
no, I'm not.
And this, okay. All righty, yeah, there you go. Okay, Leos have no separate planetary ruling card. Because you're a person born under what they call the royal sun of the sun, the Leo, your planetary ruling card is the exact same as your birth card. What it tells us is you are like a double or triple version of your birth card. So whatever, you know, it's like, oh, good, I've got a triple on my life. Thank you. Anyway. Yeah, whatever qualities you've got according to your birth card has been doubled in your case. And, of course, you sometimes tend to dramatize those qualities to the max at times. People might say, oh, there's such a card, or you're such a drama, whatever. It's like, okay, because you put so much of yourself into whatever expression you have to show the world. You've got a lot of potential in terms of leadership, and you have an opportunity to utilize the characteristics of your birth card to lead others and help them in a lot of ways. You also tend to have a really strong romantic nature that in some cases, ironically, can interfere with long-term commitments. It's like when you want that Disney prince and it's like you're getting the frog to kiss, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, want
exactly.
something a little bit cuter than that.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't want
to. Right. This is your rebirth year, and this is what I was waiting to get to. It's like at 45, each of us experiences what we call the rebirth year, and for most people it means they return to their original location of the grand solar spread, which is what you checked into, you know, year zero, the same place you were during the first year of life. We've also got some of the same cards in this yearly spread that we did during the first years of our life, and for all of us, it's a year of very special significance and yields a special opportunity for advanced spiritual development. So during the rebirth year, you get to experience the same cards you had, but you've grown in your understanding of life, and so you have that opportunity to remake your life on a higher level by accessing the higher sides of each of these cards. So this year, in many respects, a pattern setter, a tone setter for the second, it's a tone setter for the second half of your life. It's yeah. kind of what they call the microcosm that projects into the macrocosm. That's the rest of your natural life. So this is, you know, more important, you know, it's more important what you do this year than most other years of your life. So you want to fill this year with all the healthy, loving, inspirational, you know, life-expanding activities and relationships that you want to have as a routine part of your life. And by doing that, you gain a measure of conscious control over how the rest of your life is going to turn out. Every card in our yearly spread has a higher form of expression and a lower form, you know, that flip side of the coin, you know, good and bad. So you read the cards in this year's spread really carefully. See if you can discern the difference between that higher and value, you know, higher and lower value expressions. You can consciously choose to access the higher sides of each of those cards. Using your will and conscious intent, you're able not only to influence what happens to you this year, but also what's going to happen to you for the remainder of your life. You're going to face those patterns you were born with, since they're the same cards you're born with. And you also have the second chance to set new patterns for each of the cards in your life spread. It's like, you know, good luck in this special year of opportunity and challenge. It's like, you know, like I said, you're about halfway through here, so it's like, okay, if it hasn't been what you wanted the first half, it's like, here's your time to, you know, ramp it up, and it's like, make it what you wanted the second half. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's okay. And it's like, it's good to say, hey, here's the road sign, by the way. There you go. You know? Some of the stuff that your long-range card this year is the Two of Hearts. You've got a Pluto card is your Ace of Clubs. Your result card is a King of Hearts. And then you've got this Environment card and the Displacement card is, again, it's that Three of Diamonds again.
Right.
So it's like, wow, you've got, you know, and this is some of the things, I know the hearts. Hearts literally means union of hearts as your long range. It's the card of lovers in such a prominent position to your, you know, relationships of all kinds are going to be one of the most important issues for you. If you're single, it's likely you're going to be experiencing important relationships here, and you might even have more than one romantic involvement. It's a year for you to learn what your needs are for a partnership, what kind of partner is best for you, and where you stand on the whole issue of love and romance. And maybe you're just getting back from the dating scene, or you're looking for that special person to complete your happy home, but, you know, or if you're married, you know, the same is it can apply between you and your spouse, but it's more likely, you know, if it's not your spouse, then it's your close friends would take on that level of prominence for you, and you're going to go through kind of the same process of finding out where you stand in the area of friendship. And in some cases, you know, some cases the love affair comes along, or it's like, you know, your other half might go, guess what, honey? But in any case, love and feelings are important. It's going to be a big part of your life. And your keywords for that is like, these are the ones, like I say, you know, write these down on your 3x5 index cards, look at it, paste it, you know, tape it to your bathroom mirror, look at them every day. And
okay.
It says, yeah, relationships are important to me. I'm learning everything about love and relationships this year. So that's the meaning of that card and those keywords for that. Your Pluto card this year is this Ace of Clubs. Having that in this powerful position tells us that much of your goals and changes this year is going to be related to knowledge and communications. One of your important goals for the year is to launch yourself into an entirely new mental direction. Perhaps, you know, you desire a new course of study or to understand a new philosophy of life. You know, exposure to some new ideas and beliefs could cause many changes in your life this year. And at times you may feel a little overwhelmed, you know, by those, you know, same ideas and concepts, because it's like, you know, you look at a mountain going, oh my goodness, I get to move this with a teaspoon. Oh, how exciting. Okay. Ace of Clubs also represents computers as new sources of information. And so that change could involve something related to them as well. Your curiosity about things is just going to be at an all-time high. You're going to likely find yourself reading a lot of books, attending a lot of classes, different sorts, just to satisfy the thirst for knowledge. It's going to be a year of important new beginnings on many levels, but especially so in relationship to your mind, you know, thinking and you're communicating with others. You've arrived at the place where you're really ready to look at life with an entirely new perspective. And you look at this result card to see what's related, you know, to this information. However, the affirmation on your Ace of Clubs is, I'm transformed by knowledge, new information, and ways of communicating. I create a new beginning for myself that takes me in new directions. And that result card is the King of Hearts. Didn't make cards, that was a Queen of Hearts. Suggests you're developing emotional and love power in conjunction with your Pluto card this year, which was that Ace of Clubs. That card bestows charm and good communications, which is really useful in people-oriented businesses. For this reason, this card can mean a year of, you know, success, great success by years in any of the performing arts or in your romantic life, either or. To achieve more inner control and understanding of emotions or the success you desire, you need to make those changes inside yourself. That good news is, even though it might be difficult, you're going to be successful, okay? It's a powerful indicator of what you could end up with. You know, you could end up with some man of the heart suit by your next birthday, and it's like, I do have that relationship, the relationship reading thing, and it's like, darn, that little gal, it's like, yeah, she kind of took off the end of that one, that's okay. But I do that also with, you know, you get somebody, you can compare them with that. Whether it's a friend, you know, lovely, you know, lover, family, you know, family member, business associate, whatever, it's, you know, some, there's a really strong indicator that you're going to be, you know, with somebody in a, you know, whether, like I say, whether it's business or personal, in some way, joined in some way, meaningful ways by the year's end. And if you're female, it can mean finding a romantic partner of your dreams. So if you're looking for that,
I think it's coming.
No, I think that being on that reading was just, wow.
Oh,
I am
so
grateful.
You've got no problem. It's like, you've also got a Three of Diamonds as your displacement environment card. Just a couple other bits here to let you go with here.
Okay.
It's like, and yeah, what's funny is it's like we're less than halfway through this, so it's like, it's like, come back later. But you've got creative financial business ideas brings you many blessings, as you know, well as affording you a certain amount of protection. You can take on more than one job at a time successfully. Highlighted for success is any types of work that allow you to express your creativity. Art, music, promotions, advertising are just a few of them that you're going to benefit from this card's influence. Diversify and you're going to gain in a lot of ways. And then that displacement, your creativity, especially creativity in new and better ways to make money, also highlighted for this year as you step into that shoes of the Three of the Diamonds. Overall, it's a really great year for you to express yourself, either artistically or otherwise, and you could achieve some really, you know, a lot of success in that area. Just use that energy to come up with new ways to make money or promote yourself or your products. Otherwise, the flip side is, that energy can cause you indecision and worry about money. So it's like, so always, you know, keep it high, keep it focused, keep it going forward, and it's like, and, you know, keep it on the up, and it's like, and you got all, you know, you got a tremendous amount to work with. So it's like, there you go.
Wow.
Now I'm good.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And this is an archive, so it's like, if you missed it because I talk fast, you can go back and listen.
Great. I love archives.
All righty.
Thanks
sounds
so
good.
Much. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you, Tilly. Bye. Okay. And I think this is Rita. Yay. Have I got you? 631.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, we're going to finish up pretty good. We got about 11 minutes here. Oops, nope, 10 minutes here. Okay. And it's like at least it's minutes and not seconds, like our NASA countdown. So you and I talked a little bit earlier, and it's like I'd like you to go ahead and kind of, you know, give people a little bit of a preview, because Rita's going to be on with us on Thursday, and she's going to tell us about her Native American Sweat Lodge experience that she did earlier this year. But for this little bit of time, she's going to talk with us about some health and healing and a little bit of Reiki stuff, and I'll let you go ahead and talk.
Okay. I didn't know too much about Reiki, and it's funny because I always had this feeling that I would be healing with my hands, and then other things, other intuitive abilities kicked in. But when I think I had originally called into you for a birth card reading or something, and you gave me
yeah.
some of that, but then you also
yeah.
gave me an attunement of my chakras, which
yeah.
I've done a lot of chakra study and a lot of meditation, opening and closing the chakras. Like, that's basically what I did. If I had, like, bad things going on, I'd close them down to protect that energy around my body. But you went in there and you tuned up each one of the chakras. You could see them, and you could see which ones, you know, weren't working up to par, and you made some adjustments. You did a couple of big ones for me. One was definitely the throat chakra and using the voice. And it's funny because since you did that, I can see everybody else who needs throat chakra work. So it really expanded. Yep, it really expanded my view on, like, since you've explained to me what's going on with each chakra, I can see it in other people when they're not using their voice to express
right.
themselves. And the other one that you did, it was kind of like an umbilical thing with my mother. And it's funny because when you have like a low energy or something is bothering your energy field, you're kind of not even focusing in on what it is exactly. You just know that
right.
you feel drained or stressful being around the person, and then, of course, you don't want to be around them, right? I mean, that's
yeah.
like basically what any, like, normal person would be like. I just don't feel good around this person, and you don't really know
right.
why. But you did some work on that energy center, and you cleared that stuff up, and I want the listeners to know
and
that as
helped.
Soon as... Yeah, absolutely.
No,
you were
an active participant in this.
Well, I could feel it. I could feel
right.
it as you were clearing each one, and right when you were finished clearing the one with the negative mom energy, she came in and yelled
yeah.
at me. And then you said, oh, I should have warned you of that, because she was going to feel that, and she did. And
yeah.
that's another thing that I noticed. I noticed that when I clear my own now, and I clear somebody out of there, that the person automatically can feel it, and they try to get back into your energy like
right.
that. So
yeah.
I'd love to know a little more about the whole Reiki process, because it seems to have a lot more involved in it than I'm aware of. But it's definitely...
There's a lot to it. Yeah.
But the attunement. And
like I've been meaning to call you back, because we were going to go through. It's like I was going to ask, have you had the opportunity to get out? You know, have you been doing, you know, maybe like some of the water, some of the walking, some of the
yes,
what they call the walking
yes.
meditation.
I've been doing the water, and I've been doing the walking, and yes,
right.
I'm feeling better. I'm actually a little sore because I climbed the fence the other day, and that was a little rough on my body. Yes, isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But you did.
Yeah. But the Reiki thing is like, those things are for the outside of the body. The Reiki thing is for the inside of the body. It's that energy field. For me personally, the energy that's going on inside determines everything that happens on the outside. Right?
Absolutely.
My energy levels, how I feel about that day, if I want to get on the phone and call somebody and talk, or if I just don't because I just don't
right.
feel good, you know?
Right.
So that's like that's a spiritual healing, and it's a cleansing, and it stimulates, like, even like me intellectually. I can think clearer, I feel better, I can speak easier, express myself, and, I'm really, really interested in that. So, I mean, I know we don't have time today, and I know that we're going to be discussing the American Indian, which is another type of cleansing and purification. Maybe we could talk about both of those on Thursday, and you could actually give everybody a rundown of exactly the energy centers that Reiki works on and how to use it, because it's helped me tremendously and I want to learn more.
All righty. Sounds good. I can probably do that. It's like, yeah, that's totally, you know. So, and I will say, it's like I use, it's like, I think, I'm trying to remember, it's like if I, when I went through with you, it's like, did I explain the 14-point system? Did we use that one or did we use the 7-point?
We used the 7-point because you told me, you said you used the 7-point, but I used the 14-point.
Okay,
so,
right.
So, yeah, you didn't even get to explain to me about the 14-point system, but listen, okay. I understand about all the different energy centers in the body, and the more I can learn about, the more I'd like to. Because
cool.
Just
okay.
like even this Indian cleansing, that had to do with, like, all the different directions in the world and seven generations before and backwards, and I had no knowledge of that whatsoever, and that helped me tremendously. Yeah. I feel like the stuff on the inside of the body, the more purifying it is, the more I'm able to do outside of the body. It just affects my all-around well-being, my energy levels, my state of mind, how well I sleep, all of that. So,
I'm absolutely, yes.
And I thought I knew all about, like, the chakras and stuff. But when you attune those energy centers, it's not the same thing as, you know, going on YouTube and putting on a chakra clearing video. Although those are a little helpful,
know.
You know, because it puts you in like a nice state of meditation, but it's
right.
not the same as you actually connected with my energy and I felt you moving my energy and clearing my energy, and that is so much more personalized. And the fact that you were able to do that over the phone was amazing to me, which just goes to show that I don't really know that much about it. That you were, because I thought you actually had to, like, lay your hands on somebody, and you don't.
No.
Yeah.
For some of the things, like if you're going to actually attend somebody, see like where I'm at, it's like I went through all the classes. It's like I went through, you know, Reiki one, you know, level one, level two, and then I took my mastery and my teacher stuff. So it's like in those cases, you do go to a person and you actually do, you know, you do those hands on, because that is hands on required when you're learning how to teach and when you're learning how to do it to other people. But to work with other people, as a client or to help them out, it's like, no, absolutely, you can do it at a distance. It's like, because it's just like our telephones. I mean, you know, like I'm on a cell phone. It's like, you think that is an airwaves. It's like, I'll tell you what, Reiki is energy. And it's like, it's the energy in which way you choose to, you know, use it. And it's like, it's always nicer for me when I have somebody who is like, yes, I'm in a seated position. I'm laying down. So it's like, I call it like math. I said, I'm using algebra instead of trying to use calculus to hit a moving target.
Right.
So, you know, so just having that time where you could, you know, sit down and be stationary and whatever, and we did. We went through, you know, man, what was it, a couple, 3 hours we went through that one afternoon. It was like, wow. And what was even cooler was I found on my second trip out, it's like I found my old original Reiki books that I had in class. And I'm like sitting here going, you know, I probably should offer classes. I probably should, because it's like that's one of the things you make, you know, when you become a master teacher, you make a commitment. I mean, it's about like marriage, you know, you make a commitment. I vow I will not allow, you know, the keys of healing to be lost. And it's like, so far, all I've really worked with is my family. I think there's maybe two or three people that I've attuned, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, outside the family, but it's like it hasn't been. I've been raising kids all my life. I mean, it's like, or not all my life, but, you know, most of my adult life, it's like I got five kids, and it's like, kids take a lot of time.
Oh, absolutely.
I look to the point where it's like, you know, someday they're going to be 18. They're all going to be 18. They're going to be out of the house, and I, again, will have a life of my own.
Right.
I think.
Well, you basically devote your life to helping others and healing others,
right.
So... It's a life out in the world helping other people, but you're still doing this while you're juggling your five kids too, you know.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it, because I do go on Blog Talk and I look around and I haven't really heard anybody discuss Reiki and the benefits of it. Yeah, in layman's terms, like this is what it will do for you. It will, you know, uplift your spirits if you're in a bad mood. You know, you can listen, it all starts from within, right? If you want to change your circumstances from without, you have to change what's going on.
From within.
Yes, and the thing
and that's the secret. That's exactly what Rhonda Byrne came up with. It's like, you know, that then that's in, and it's centuries old. It's like a centuries old just brought forward. And we have 3 seconds.
Okay.
Our Blog Talk Lady is counting us down. Shoot.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and we had had another caller log on. It's like 848. It's like, I see you just came on the queue. Doggone. It's like, and you've been there for about a minute. We are just ending our show today, but I'm going to be back tomorrow. I'll be hosting tomorrow, and we're going to have Amy Cavanaugh back on. And if you can call back in maybe towards the later part of the show, it's like I will try to get you in on the birth card reading. But I appreciate you calling in. It's like I don't even have time to even start. But it's like, and then we get Rita. Rita's going to be with us on Thursday. Yay.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're going to get cut off. So,
yeah.
Hello?
It's,
are you still there?
Yeah,
okay.
Still here.
Okay, so, well, I'll be on tomorrow, but I'll be on with you on Thursday, and I look forward to it.
All righty, sounds good. Well, thank you guys, everybody. It's like they leave chat room on here for a few minutes for us. I can usually come in and say thank you to people and whatever. It's like we're coming on down to it, so we will see you all tomorrow and look forward to it. It's like have a blessed day, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, and have a great one.